Hello, everyone. This is Will.
And this is Mario.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Wow.
Hello.
All I can... Margaret?
Excuse me.
Is that going a little too far?
You went too far. Oh. Not quite as far as this movie went, but...
No, not nearly as far as this movie went, but...
I've never seen anything go this far.
Have we ever watched... Have we watched a movie on this podcast that went this far?
I'm sure we have, but this is...
Not in recent memory.
As far as, like, kung fu movies go, this is the fucking... The depth.
This is, like... this is, like, the lowest we've gone,
I almost said the pinnacle...
No,
but then I remembered. No, but then I remembered. Pinnacle. I remembered like normal human standards.
I'd only agree with you on like this is the pinnacle if you were talking about like as low as we could possibly go, like the pinnacle of like an iceberg. So it's like you know how like the top of an iceberg is like 10% of the iceberg, and then the rest of it goes into the water and down into the depths. So it's the pinnacle of the reverse side of the iceberg.
It's the depth. This is the musty. Undercarriage.
This is the shit. We trudged through this, and my god, this is
amazing.
I would say this a lot, but I'm serious. This is the movie that we created this podcast for. Like, these are the kind of movies that this is what this podcast is all about.
I worry about my sanity.
I worry about my sanity, but that is perfect.
After this, because if you've ever seen... like Kung Pao, Enter the Fist, or any like martial arts spoof.
You can go ahead and throw those away.
Fucking throw them in the garbage.
Just throw them in the garbage. They're not worth it anymore.
Watch this.
Just go watch Deadly Kick.
Deadly Kick.
That is what we watched tonight from our first movie in 1976, and oh my god.
I love it.
It started strong.
This is
It's potent.
This is a doozy.
This is a real winner.
I just don't know.
Dude.
I've never seen something that is so wrong and yet so right.
It's like wrong on every level, though. It's like it got nothing right.
Nothing.
Like, it is so wrong that it goes into the right territory. And it just like, it itches that like...
You know what they say, you know, it's like two negatives... make a positive. Well, in this case, a million negatives make a very big fucking positive.
I will say, though, before we get into this, like, this movie, like, just for the very wrong reasons, I will try and, like, specify that. For the very wrong reasons, this movie is entertaining as hell. It is so goddamn entertaining.
Wrong reasons, you say? I don't know. You need to be as morally fucked up as I am, and then you will understand that, no, matter of fact, this is the right reasons.
The right reasons.
Right down to that shit miniature at the end. It's all right.
Dude, I think we need to get into it, because I need to...
You want to talk about the miniature?
I need to talk about the miniature. I need to get to that part.
Hey, guys.
And I need to talk about how ridiculous the end gets, because... That end fight scene with, like, everything that goes on, it just goes... It takes this movie to 11, and it didn't need to go to 11, but it does.
But mostly, we need to talk about the miniature.
And the intestine scene.
Oh, yes, and the, the many legs. And the most erotic...
That's the one we really need to talk about, is the goddamn sex scene in this movie.
We, I've never been so soft in my entire life.
I think that I reverted.
I think, like, I will never get hard again.
Yeah.
Because I will think of that scene.
Exactly.
Every time.
If you're gonna ever get like with a girl, like a new girl or something, and you don't want to get too hot and heavy, just think of that scene.
Just think of that scene and...
It instantly goes away.
Deflate.
Just... Everything is fine at that point.
Deflate completely. It's the best birth control you need. Just remember that scene, and specifically the the up and down motion, which is just, it's so good.
It's too good.
I just don't know.
It's too good. That angle, the... Okay, so...
This is cinematic Schadenfreude, okay? That's what this is.
Can you explain to our viewers that don't know what Schadenfreude is?
So Schadenfreude is like one of our... It's one of our favorite words.
Yeah, it really is. It's like one of my favorite... It's a perfect descriptor.
It's a perfect descriptor of this podcast, but also just like my sense of humor in general. And Will's to an extent as well. Will's not as much of a piece of shit as I am, so, you know.
I don't know if that's true.
It describes me more. Go fuck yourself, bitch. And Schadenfreude is German. It means finding, like, pleasure or amusement in others' misfortune. And that's this movie. Because I'm finding pleasure in the misfortune of, let's see, the director...
The actors. The voice actors.
The voice actors, including the actual actors.
Yeah, exactly.
The cinematographer, the choreographers, the whoever the fuck did the music, whoever the schmuck was that they got to fly the helicopter, everything. Everybody involved in this, I am getting mass pleasure. Oh, the old man... Wink, wink.
We put that in quotation. Heavy quotations.
And yeah, him, everything. Everyone in this movie suffered, and I love it.
This is your shit, isn't it?
This is my shit. I didn't know I needed this, and I didn't think I'd ever see such insanity. But let's get into it.
All right. So, here we go. Deadly kick. So, first off, we get a voiceover.
Well, okay. Let's just say this. There is no escalation of insanity here. We start in insanity because we get a shot of like a projector.
Yes, and it's like a bunch of people commenting on this guy, Mario. We get introduced to Mario.
Yes.
And they're commenting on, they're watching, like, basically they're watching his life.
Yes.
And he's like going through, he's like, he's at like a club. And they're like, why does he drink so much? He drinks to forget what he did. He's a murderer. And like...
What is he doing now? Oh, he's walking. Oh. Like...
They like, he drinks to forget. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's like, and he like...
But why?
The actor himself, like, this is the worst, like, acting drunk, like, acting I've ever seen in my entire life.
But Will, may I ask a perfectly logical question?
Sure.
How the fuck... They have a copy of the film?
I guess they have cameras everywhere? They have a
copy of the movie?
Yeah. It's like that scene in Spaceballs when...
Yes.
When Darth Helmet watches Spaceballs to figure out how to defeat...
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
They're watching the movie. It's meta. I get it now. I get it.
There we go.
Yeah. So they're watching him and he's in a mariachi bar.
And then he drinks too much and like then goes to his mom's house...
After, he's tired of hanging out at the mariachi
club. I should also mention, at this point, because this is when we started noticing it, every single set in this movie, I swear to God, was, probably
ice cold.
I don't even know. It's like, you can see their breath every single time they talk.
Like, it's fucking freezing.
Like, not even, like...
Not even a little bit.
A lot of it. Like, it is... fucking cold on set.
In every single indoor scene, it is freezing, and I have no goddamn idea why.
So he goes to his mom, and he says, like, Mom, like...
Where's my wife?
Where's my wife?
And she's like, you're not welcome here anymore, and she's not your wife anymore.
You're a murderer.
Why?
You're a moiterer.
You're a moiter?
The voice actress is like, you're a moiter!
So fucking stupid. Can I just ask, who the fuck did he kill?
Well, we know. Later.
Yeah, later, but, like, how does she...
I don't know how she knows, but she disowns him, and he has to leave. And...
Well, he goes to find his wife, because he hears from her that she's not your wife anymore. And he gets us. That's, like, a hint. She a hoe.
Right.
So he goes to where all the hoes at.
And she's...
And he's like, where's Pepe? Where's Pepe?
Pepe. And she's like, he's like shaking down all the women.
And then one of them is just like, oh, she's upstairs. And he goes upstairs and Pepe is getting dicked. And
I got it. That's so the guy you asked who the guy on the cover was.
But he doesn't fight him.
I know, but that's the guy.
But it's the different actor in the cover. It's Charles Bronson in the picture.
Yeah, but it's the same like actor that plays the guy who's dicking Pepe.
But where'd that scene, bro?
I don't know.
Where'd it go?
Neither of those scenes are in the movie.
Fuck him.
Okay. So,
but she's getting dicked, and she's like,
she looks over and she sees like a drunken Marion, and
what a sight!
And
what a sight!
She's like, "This is my punishment as your wife." I was like, "What?
What does that mean?"
This is my punishment as your wife,
and that is verbatim the line. This is my punishment as your wife. So I guess her punishment for being married to a murderer is she becomes a hoe?
So he goes back to
who cares?
The like, mariachi bar. This is all in like China and Japan.
But the music but is like, all like...
It's all like salsa and shit. And then he starts dancing with one of the girls.
And for and no...
They dance a salsa.
No fucking reason. A guy with a huge pipe beats him up.
Yeah.
We never find out who, why, what, when, where, why, like, nothing. Nothing! But they finish watching him, and then they're like...
So it's like a syndicate.
Yeah, they finish watching the
drug
movie.
Drug lords.
They finish watching the movie.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's good. Like, the woman's like, we should use him. We can get him angry, and he'll be useful.
Well, because apparently he swore never to use martial arts again.
He swore to... Which? When did that happen?
I like, don't know. They just mention it in passing.
After he fucked a woman and blinded her? Like, when?
You're giving too much away, Alex.
Excuse me. I gave nothing.
I know it's kind of in the next scene, but still.
I gave nothing. You'll find out.
Or they're like, where is he now? He's coming around from his drunk.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's like in the compound now?
Like word for word. They say he's coming around from his drunk.
And she's like, she keeps saying this job is really important and some of them don't want to use him, but she insists. And he's like sleeping it off in their compound?
I don't know. Maybe they got him after the guys beat him up. I have no idea. But he's laying down, and then he wakes up, and then all of a sudden there's this weird filter on the...
No, he's looking through a window, and it's like he's seeing like these three fuckheads like harass a woman.
They're harassing Pepe.
And they start...
And he goes, he like breaks through the fake ass window.
And then he like confronts them and they start laughing at him as
they laugh, and like as they laugh, they're like shaking their shoulders like ha 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 ha. Like a
shaking.
Like a cartoon character.
They're like, oh God, what the fuck is it called? Like that stretching exercise is like the shoulder rolls.
Yeah, they're doing like
they're doing like shoulder
rapid
rolls.
Rapid shoulder rolls like ha ha ha.
That's how they laugh. You know what it looks like? Looks like an old like 2D video game when like characters would laugh and they would animate like their shoulders up and down.
Yeah, like Lara Croft kind of like Tomb Raider, like original Tomb Raider.
Or like
Raider,
you know,
laughing.
Old like Double Dragon or whatever. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
They laugh with their shoulders and then he kinda like
he does like a claw thing.
Well, first we hear like a roaring noise. And then we get a shot of a tiger. And then we hear,
he does, like, a claw thing, and you see a falcon.
And then he does something. He
pinches his, like, his thumb into his other fingers.
And then you get, like, a weird, like, it sounds like a whooshing noise, but then we get, it's supposed to be, like, a snake.
Oh, my God, it looks horrible.
It's like a fucking plastic puppet that they just zoom in on its, like, mouth. And it's supposed to be a snake, and then we just get, like...
And, it, like, you should see its tongue, like, coming out.
And here's what you get. Here's what you get. And that's it. We get, like, shots of nonsense, and everyone's dead. Yeah. But you went out for too long. It was, like, 2 seconds. Oh, and then right. Everyone's dead!
Everyone's, completely dead. And then he decides to join...
Mind you, we never see the lion or the fake puppet snake again. Not the lion, the tiger. Apparently he loses that ability after this scene.
So then he's talking to the crime syndicate, and they're like, hey, you need to deliver this suitcase to the other... I don't even know what's going on. Now, they just give him a suitcase of money.
We get a scene of the cop.
Oh, yeah.
And his superior is telling him that there is like a...
Dale. They named him Dale.
Charles Bronson.
He looks like a Chinese Charles Bronson.
He looks like Asian Charles Bronson. Mustache, everything, except that this guy's only acting ability is with his eyebrows.
I love the way he talks.
When he talks...
He moves his eyebrows up and down the time.
And then when he... Because normally he just kind of like... Does like... He looks like fucking Clint Eastwood with his like squinty eyes. But then when he has that quote-unquote act, he just raises his eyebrows up and down. And he's... His superior is telling him there's an underground coup going on. And some syndicate is buying weapons.
Yes.
Now that's...
That's all we get.
That's all.
That's pretty much the only plot you'll get.
Who the syndicate is, we don't know. Why they're getting weapons, we don't know. Who they're getting weapons from, we don't know. All we know is there is a coup, whatever the fuck that means in this case, and someone's buying guns.
And so we get a scene of Mario giving Pepe
a suitcase of money
and telling her to go, and this will take care of his mom and her.
Yep, and then he leaves. And he also says before he leaves, you must forgive me. Pepe, you must forgive me.
Then we get this weird scene at the airport where, like, Charles Bronson
is watching
people come down the stairs, and he sees Mario come down the stairs, and then...
No, he hears, like, the...
The bells.
Yeah, and then he sees someone jumping down the stairs.
And then you see a blind woman...
But you don't know she's blind yet.
She's wearing glasses.
But he gets a flashback.
Yeah,
this is a very long flashback. But apparently the flashback is also multiple because we get a flashback of Mario in the flashback of Charles Bronson as well. So it's got fucking... It stacks
layers.
On... Stacks on stacks, okay?
Yes.
And he...
So they're training, Charles Bronson is training with a girl, and there's the master watching them.
And then they finish training, and they're just talking, and then...
And Mario shows up.
Apparently they knew each other now. And then Mario kind of just says, like, hey, I want to marry her. Let's fight.
I'm going to fight you to marry her. And so they fight, and Mario wins.
His falcon. No, you know what it is? Falcon punch!
Falcon punch!
He falcon claws him. Falcon claw!
And then the master's like,
shame. Shame on you. You use your martial arts training for bad things.
And he's like... and then the master, I love it because he's like, I've taught you the wrong way. I knew you were bad, and I still taught you. I must die because I taught you.
Well, that's after Mario leaves. The master is like talking to himself and looking at a Buddha statue, and he's like, I have to kill myself because
I taught Mario to be bad.
He drinks
Mario
poison.
Is bad, and I'm going to kill myself because I taught him the wrong way.
And then he kills.
I should have seen him, and he kills himself, and then
gives the woman, like, he says, like, get my book and give Dale my fucking secret, like, shenanigans.
This is one of the first scenes where we see Dale have the eyebrows.
Yes, after he's talking to the woman and talking about how he'll get Mario.
Yes.
But then the flashback goes another place. Because then we get this woman being... She's in a room.
So I should say this. Apparently, Dale left because he was going to go somewhere else because he lost.
And then the woman's in like a bedroom. And then Mariam shows up and starts basically threatening to rape her.
And then they start fighting because she won't.
Little by little, like, rips off her clothes.
And he gets on top of her, and, like, there's this weird scene where he's, like, ripping off all her clothes, and she grips the headboard.
And then we keep getting shots of, like, her, like, pants?
Ripping, yes.
Or something.
And then, supposedly, he forcibly rapes her, basically.
But then...
And then, we see him, like, come up, and he's like,
But as he's doing that, it cuts to her, and she's just like
laying in bed, like,
oh, that was fine.
And then he's like, ah! He raises his hands up with his two fingers, like, pointed towards her, and then just
pokes her
eyes out.
He came so hard, he had to stab her fucking eyes out with his fingers. But that's literally how it goes. It's just him, you know, like, being on top of her and her kind of screaming, and then just, ah! He just raises up, like, he comes so fucking hard. I was losing my shit at this scene. Like, it's supposed to be, like, scary and horrifying, but it's the dumbest fucking shit ever.
It's so dumb.
Also, it keeps, like, cutting to, like, the fucking wall.
Also, like, I will tell you this, I don't care if it's a spoiler, we never figure out why he did it.
No.
He just does it.
Well, I tell you why he did it. As we said, he came so hard.
He had to.
That's the only explanation. There's nothing. Nothing. He just did it. It's not like he had to, like, because he didn't kill her, he just poked her. I guess he poked her one place, he had to poke her another place.
He's like, you're the only one that can see me come like this.
You saw my orgasm face.
You saw my O face. Now you can't see anything else.
I mean, to be fair, that is a pretty fucked up orgasm face.
It is. It's really fucked up.
I'm glad we didn't.
He was also like fully clothed, which is great.
I'm glad we didn't get to see that O face in the next sex scene there.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because,
yeah, this is not the most erotic scene, this one.
No.
That's the next one.
So then the blind girl talks to Dale, and they talk about how she's trying to get back at Marion.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying like different words from
Mariam.
Marzipan. So she's...
Mazeltan.
Mazeltoff.
Montalban. But,
Wario. We get this weird scene where, like, a bunch of Goombas are driving down the road.
I still don't get the point of this fucking
scene. And they come up to a car. We don't, like, I should preface this scene. We don't know who the people in the car are, and we don't know who attacks them.
One of the guys in the car is from the first meeting in the beginning of the movie. That's all I know. The rest of them are the guys that are part of the old man syndicate. Why they kill these guys is fucking beyond me. We're never explained.
So they pull up to a car in the middle of the road.
And the guy's like, snowy. What's going on?
And they get out, and then we see a guy like hold a throwing star and like just throw it. And then we get a scene of a throwing star on a string going, flying across. And then it hits the guy's hand.
And cuts
and
it
like,
off.
Oh! And then like a fake hand falls on the ground.
It's great. And then another guy like, oh, what the fuck did he throw at him?
It was like these throwing daggers.
Yeah. He throws these daggers. And another guy like shoots a fucking like dart out of his fucking like this pipe or whatever. And it hits the guy right in the face. And then they run up to the guy in the car, and they just fucking, like, put their feet on the door.
to not let them out.
So he can't leave, and then they pour gasoline on it and light it on fire. Why?
I don't know.
I don't either. But it happened. And you know what? Sometimes, that's all you need. You don't need explanations. Things just happen.
So now, is this where Marion and the fucking girl are in the
hotel? Yes, this is when he orders the scotch whiskey. And yeah, they go to a hotel and they start macking.
This is a new girl, by the way.
I'm pretty sure it's the same woman from the beginning.
It's not Pepe.
Not Pepe, the woman in the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am like 99% sure it's her. I don't know why she has like a fucking female boner for him, but I digress. They are macking. Alrighty, and she's just like, I'm gonna go take a shower.
Take a bath. And he's like, okay. And so he orders room service, and he's like, scotch.
So some guy comes up with whiskey.
So, can I just say this? So, scotch is a whiskey, okay? All scotch is whiskey, but not all whiskey is scotch. Let me just say this, because I am very mad at this, because he orders scotch and gets Seagram's VO, which is a Canadian blended whiskey that is mostly vodka.
But does Montalban care?
No. Waluigi does not care. Okay? Wherion does not care
what kind. Wherion?
Vaporeon does not care what kind of whiskey he gets, but it is not scotch. I just had to say that because, and then so, apparently this scotch knocks like.
Well, it's we find I mean, okay, we are both assuming this because it's never fucking told to us, but we're assuming that it's laced because the guy who delivered it is with the other syndicate. Because he gets knocked out and then...
It knocks Marker out and then... And then the girl comes back in. I guess the whole syndicate is standing around him.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then we see the other syndicate. And they are talking about how they captured the guy. And so there's, like, a party.
Yep.
So they have a giant party.
Oh, God. And this is when we get...
Oh, my God.
The old man...
We see the old man, which is just a young guy in very terrible old guy makeup.
Yep.
I put that in quotations, old guy makeup, because they didn't even try. No, really.
They just grayed his hair. They grayed his hair and eyebrows.
That's it.
And whoever's doing the dubbing has the magical ability to switch between an old-timey actor in every scene. So it's like Marlon Brando, Edward G. Robinson, Jimmy Stewart, Clint Eastwood, Marlon Brando. Cary Grant,
like fucking everyone.
Just
go through the Rolodex.
Paul Newman, James Dean, like just
go through the Rolodex of like 50s to 60s actors.
Yeah,
like famous 50s to 60s actors, and like with like kind of odd, more
with
like,
recognizable voices,
more unique. Voices, and then he does almost every voice.
Because it's like you think like okay, like Marlon Brando, because somebody watched The Godfather, and we're just like yeah, fuck it. But then it just changes. Every goddamn scene.
So he's talking about how they captured him, and then he goes into a room, and we see
Marcus in a guillotine
with his lady in another guillotine, and they put on a little timer, and every minute this guillotine drops like an inch.
Can I just say that the man who dubs one of the Goombas is drunk?
Yes. You can barely understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah, well, the timer, they're going to have a fun time when that timer runs out. So, Mitchell and his hoe have to sit there and watches the timer. Every minute, it slowly drops the guillotine like a centimeter. Literally, a centimeter. So how this is supposed to cut their heads off is beyond me. But who gives a shit? Because this is the most suspenseful scene ever.
Matthew doesn't give a fuck.
Because, you know, we've all had those movie scenes, right? Where, like, the main character, is faced with death.
Yes.
The most, like, the one that I thought of immediately was the one in Goldfinger.
Where the laser is coming towards him.
Yeah.
Coming towards James Bond's manhood, which is the ultimate insult.
Yeah, and he's like, you expect me to talk? No, I expect you to die. And that's what it reminded me of.
Here's the thing, though.
But that...
We don't give a shit about Mario.
Mario...
Is a piece of shit.
Moses... Is a piece of shit.
He's a fucking asshole.
He is a murderer, a drunk.
A rapist.
And he doesn't know the difference between scotch and whiskey.
That's the ultimate insult, right?
That is the ultimate insult. He is a fucking piece of shit. And it's like, why? Again, talking about wrong being wrong. Who the fuck is...
Why are we supposed to care? That's my thing.
Yeah.
Like, why do we care? I would have been fine if Mario just fucking died right there.
Yeah, who gives a shit if Milo dies? Like,
yeah.
It's not our fucking business. Fuck him.
Fuck Malcolm.
Fuck Malik. Fuck him. So yeah, we just have to sit there and be like, oh, it's so suspenseful. And then,
Charles Bronson shows up.
Beats up the fuckheads.
And then he kind of is like, I'll let you go if you help me.
Find the stash.
He's like, I'll take all of... You can split the money, or I can just take all the money for myself and you can die.
Like, I'll find it either way, but I'm offering you a chance to live.
I'm like, why is he even doing this? Yeah. Like, why not just let him die right there?
I know, it's like, are we supposed to care about this?
I don't fucking care.
No one cares about Manuel.
Yeah.
No one fucking cares. Fuck him. But we're just like, okay, whatever. And
so then Mike lets the timer run down until like 2 seconds, and the girl's like freaking out because she's like, please tell him, just tell him where it is, just tell him,
please, Miles, tell me, tell him, Miles. And Marshall tells
finally is like, okay, I'll tell you. And then Charles Bronson, I don't know what he tells him.
But what we do find out is that the enemies are moving to another base in the Snow Hills.
They're moving to Snow Hill. It's not Snow Hills. It's Snow Hill.
Yep.
And then we get the best, your favorite scene of the whole movie.
Please.
The helicopter.
Oh, God. So after they escape and they have like a scene where he almost fucks the woman right in front of Charles Bronson.
Yeah, because they're like laying low for a minute.
And they get in the car and they start driving away. Charles Bronson's being a third wheel while Muhammad and his hoe fucking drink scotch whiskey and just fuck around. And then a helicopter shows up. You remember that scene in From Russian with Love?
Yeah.
With the helicopter and the car?
Yes.
Remember how intense that was?
Yes.
Or classic. Do you remember the scene in North by Northwest?
Yes, that was intense.
With the crop duster plane?
Yeah.
Like those great scenes. But you see, all of our lives we've been building up to this.
Yeah.
We've been building up to a horribly shot scene of a horrible alcoholic and his pilot shooting at people and he cannot hit him. I know why he can't hit him, because he's a fucking alcoholic.
So the car stalls for no reason.
Well, this is after he shoots like 50 billion bullets at it and throws a billion nades.
He throws like literally like 6 grenades at him.
At the same time.
He can't hit him.
He can't hit him.
And he's shooting like violent, like just like all over the place. And then the car stalls.
They have to run away. It doesn't even show why the car stalls. It just stalls.
And we get like literally like 5 minutes of them running on this plain ass plane.
You know what it looks like?
Well, a helicopter, like, doesn't really get them at all, and he's, like, shooting right at them.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a golf course.
I love how every time the plane, like, the helicopter flies by, like, it's not anywhere near them, by the way.
Yeah.
But it flies by.
And then they drop,
and he could clearly just shoot them on the ground right there. But he doesn't.
Because he's a horrible alcoholic.
And he throws more nades. And just, he
misses
like,
them.
He has cannot, an unlimited clip, by the way.
He can't hit Bronson and Marco. He can't hit him. And then eventually we're just like, how is this going to end?
And then the pilot is like, oh, we got to go. We're out of gas.
And he's like, we can't let him escape. And then
they just flee.
They fly away.
They just leave. Because they're out of gas. That's how it ends.
What the fucking point?
And then Maria and co. are at just suddenly at a, like, a safe.
It's like a fucking, like, I guess, like, a bed and breakfast or something.
I don't know. But Charles Bronson knows the girl.
He's making contact with the owner there.
Yes.
But after he makes contact with her, Mateo and the hoe.
Oh, yes.
I just...
I love... Oh, my God.
So, yeah, Maurice and his woman.
They start...
Fucking.
They start kissing and start getting undressed.
We know it's a sex scene because it's filmed in red and blue. And that's the sexiest shit. So, she is, like, writing him.
And then Marth starts sucking on them titties.
Metroid start
and then the girl starts sucking on dem titties.
Excuse me, bitch. But this is after like 5 minutes of Marvin sucking on them tits. 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, and then
it just keeps. It does not stop.
But hey, she gets some tits too. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just glad we didn't have to see.
She starts sucking on his fucking milk duds, gang.
I'm just glad we didn't have to see the shot of Magnus's fucking O-face again. But, oh my god. And then my favorite shot of all time.
This is the strangest shot on the
planet. I can't even explain. Like, I can't even explain.
How do we set this scene up?
I just don't know. Imagine the most awkward sex scene in the planet, and then just, like... Because after, you get 5 minutes of titty sucking. And then, we get, like... It's, like, 5 seconds. It's an off-focus shot of, like, her riding him.
So, okay. So, here it is. So, the shot is... It's filming on...
It's like the
marzipan, and he's like, you can see him in clear view just laying underneath her, right? But then it's showing like half of one ass cheek and a weird side angle where her boob is like hanging down.
Sort of there.
And then her arms are down like on both of his sides.
She looks like a fucking marionette.
And he's like, he's like extending his arms. And, like, grabbing her hips and just, like, slowly, like going, like, lifting her up and down. Just, like, on top of her. He just, like, looks up at her and with, like, this weird expression just it is the most awkward sex. I can't.
Oh, my God. I can't fucking do it. I can't even explain why it's so fucking hilarious. It's just the fucking, like... It doesn't look right.
It looks so wrong.
It's just, like...
it doesn't look sexy at all.
Like, she looks like she's dead.
She looks like... Like, not just dead, but, like... Just, like, a lump.
Yeah.
Like,
just... And then he's just, like... staring into nothing.
It is not a flattering angle for her. Let me tell you that.
And he's just like staring into nothing.
He's staring into the abyss.
While he's like moving her up and down. Like she's a fleshlight or something.
But apparently Mia's really good at fucking. Because he...
Marvin is a sex god.
Because he starts like moaning for like 2 minutes straight.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand.
So, yeah, she just starts moaning for 2 minutes straight, and then they're done.
They're done after... Well, after this, they, like, make out for, like, over and over. Thankfully, we don't have to see any more shots of Marcel's titty-sucking face.
Cause that's good.
If I never have to see that again, I'll be very happy.
I would be so happy.
But they're done! And,
so they start, oh man, oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, did you forget something?
Yes.
Thank you.
So remember, we get the strange sex, and then we get another flashback of, Mananza, coming, he fights the blind girl, and, like...
Oh, after this, yeah, they meet on, like, a fucking golf course.
Yeah, and
And Marcel... is like, well, she's like, I've been waiting for you. And he's like, aha, I'll hurt you again. And she's there with her, well, we don't know it's her daughter, which is the kid. But she has her, like, on a, it's like a leash.
Yeah, and she's like, she's telling her where to go with the bells.
She, like, commands, like, her moves with the bells, which, like, I mean, I guess I'll give the movie some credit. I've never fucking seen anything like this before in a martial arts movie. But they start fighting. She knocks him around a bit. And then Matthias figures it out. Well, I mean, he doesn't figure it out. He just stops giving a shit. He fucking knocks the fuck out of the little girl and kills her.
Manhole cover killed fucking the little girl.
Oh god, he kills her, and then so like the blind woman's girl like
starts freaking out because she doesn't hear the bells anymore. Yeah. Oh, we should say he hindered her hearing by making like a falcon noise with his hands.
Yeah. Yeah, Miles got the falcon powers, so he did that shit to her, and then he knocks the little girl the fuck out, and then we find out that she is, the little girl is the blind woman's daughter. And so it's like, okay, now you can add child murder to our main character's repertoire.
Yep.
Which is just great.
We can add it to Micah's repertoire.
Yep. It's just fucking, that's what you want.
Exactly.
That's the shit.
So then we go back and Mason is macking on the girl again, and he's like in between her legs, and she's like, "I'm the boss."
She's like, "You can join come my back syndicate. With me." She tells Mac, "Come back with me to Hong Kong and be the boss. I'll be your boss, and you'll be like the underboss or whatever the fuck." And then he like,
and then Martin is like, "Oh yeah, I don't mind that at all." What does he say? He says, oh man, what does he say before he starts like going down on her?
I have it.
He says something so fucking cheesy. Like he's negotiations. Like,
I'll be a dictator, the leader, the king of the nether regions.
Marcus says that in full.
Yeah, Mickey's gonna be the king of the nether regions there. I just don't fucking know.
So then, for no fucking reason, the blind woman is at the safe house where they're staying.
Oh yeah, and she's like looking over the body of the little girl.
The little girl that Miguel killed
after Mazda killed her. And she's just like talking to Charles Bronson, and he's just like, oh, did Michelin do this? And she's just like, yes, I'll get my revenge. I'll get my revenge on Minecraft.
I'll get Maddox for this.
And she just disappears. A spoiler alert, she never fucking shows up again.
No, because Marco doesn't get killed by that.
Not a goddamn thing. McDonald's does not get his comeuppance from her.
Major gets his comeuppance some other way.
He has to get it some other way. God, this fucking movie.
So then
the leaders move again.
So yeah, and then the blind woman tells Dale that there's a safe that they are trying to crack, but it's stuck. She says stuck, and so he goes in disguise
with a hat and a mustache on the mustache.
I love it because it's even pasted wrong.
It's glued on wrong, and they are just like okay, they needed a locksmith, I guess.
So he goes in and he like cracks the code, and then the drunk guy is like, "I know you," and like, rips off the mustache, takes off the hat, and they're like, "Oh, it's Dale."
And then they take him to they have another contraption for him.
Yeah, so he tries to fight them off, but he gets captured, and they set him in this gas chamber, and they're like, "Give him some of that white, white."
No, they have like. It's like three lights, and each one has like a different level of pain it'll give him. Whatever the fuck that means. So they're like, give him the white light and see how much he likes that, like how much it hurts. So he's like, there's all this gas there, and then fucking Macbeth shows up.
Murphy comes out of the ceiling.
Out of the ceiling, and just beats them up, and also, before this... He, like, beat up a bunch of the bad guys before this.
Morris?
Yeah. No, not Morris. Charles Bronson. Oh. He beat up a bunch of the bad guys before they caught him with machine guns. And they stick him in the gas room.
And then Milton comes in.
Milton comes in and he rescues him, turns on all the switches.
And then Dale and Montgomery go... go and try and, like, they're going to... What do they do? Oh, yeah, so they get out of there, and then we get a view of the new base.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
So we...
Jesus fucking Christ!
We get the old guy, like, closing his eyes and, like, going through this cave.
Mine. It's like, it's a mine.
Yeah, and it's, like, on this crooked cart, and he's, like, getting pushed through.
And then he goes to, like, it's a James Bond set.
They go through a door. Then they go through another 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 door.
And then?
Then they go through another door.
And after that?
And another door.
And What happens after that?
Another door.
Wow.
Two girls on every door, just like door, 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 door. I mentioned that it reminded me of one of those cartoons where like the person is like very secretive and mm-hmm. has like a secret vault, mm-hmm. but it has like all these doors and it's like supposed to be funny because all these doors are closing and that's how they like close the vault.
It was funny, but it was in also
the wrong way.
It was also the most mind-numbing garbage I've ever fucking witnessed. And they go there and yeah, and then we see that
So Mac and Dale and the girl go to infiltrate.
Yeah, Mars Volta is now dressed up as Lawrence of Arabia with the other two. And while the old man is having dinner with the other Goombas.
We're all talking about one of them crime just like, shit.
Sir, we have visitors from Tokyo City. Blah, 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 blah.
And they're all dressed in, like, turbans.
And at first I was, like, confused. Shit. I didn't think they were talking about them.
Yes.
But then they show them, and I'm just like, wait. That's... what? They all look like Lawrence of Arabia, but whatever.
I love this scene, because, like, immediately the drunk guy's like... and then, like, tears off the thing.
He knows.
They instantly are found out. So the disguise has had nothing... No effect whatsoever. So
fucking Moody Blues and company are exposed.
Are you talking about Murdoch?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, Megadeth.
Marston?
Mm-hmm.
Mikkel?
Mordred.
Macaulay?
Macaulay.
Maverick?
I think it was Maverick.
Mishka?
I don't know.
Milan?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it was Milan?
Milan? Mace? Milan?
Mace? Yeah, Monty? It was Mace. Yeah. You can get those. They're very similar. You know?
They are. I mean,
they're so similar.
You would think it was Mario, but
well, you would think so. But in each scene, they seem to add a different letter to it.
It's true.
So I don't know. It's this is a movie about a man who can't get his fucking name right. That's what it is. So Memento Mori, and them, they
beat the shit out of the group of people. And then they go into
Before they beat them up conveniently, they drag the woman away.
Yes. And then McNabb and Dale beat everyone up. And then they go into the cave and
they get a plan.
And McCon is like, I should go save her. And Dale's like, no, you have to plant this bomb. I'll go try and, like, I don't even know. Like, he just... So Dale just gives...
He gives Mick Jagger one of the bombs. He gives
McPherson the bomb, and he's like, set it for 10 minutes, and we have to get out of here. And then Dale goes in to, like, try... And then we get a torture scene. So Dale goes in...
Oh, my God.
Dale goes in to save...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So Dale doesn't... I don't know where Dale goes. I can't
Dale remember. Goes to collect rocks... And find a safe.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Buried under the rocks.
Fucking weird things in it. And Madison goes into
something
to like set a bomb. And then we get this torture scene of the new syndicate boss.
They strip the woman
and they're whipping her.
And after they're done whipping her, the guy's like, "I know a couple things from my education," and he takes out a sword and starts poking her in her nether region.
Yep, we get this weird blurry scene of him holding the sword right in front of the camera.
That's the scene.
And
he, like,
jabs it towards it, and she screams.
That's the scene. That is the fucking scene. And then
Malik decides to set the bomb for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he needs more time to save his woman.
He does, so Motley Crue runs back, and he...
And then Mallory comes into the room and is like... Like, sees the woman and, like, gets all pissed off. And
starts
then...
fighting all these dickwads and then fights them. The choreography is bad. It's filmed in, like, ridiculous close-ups and it's just fucking goofy as shit.
And Dale takes out a couple more Goombas, unlocks the safe, and, like, gets out of the...
He also knocks out two guys with machine guns easily.
Yeah.
He also... It's magical because none of his hits look like they are even close to connecting, but it doesn't matter. He knocks them out. So while then Mudvayne is fighting around and he like kneels down and like just like punches a guy and like there's like this rumbling noise and we're just like, did he
like what
is
what
he the, crushing what his balls?
What the hell is Maloney doing?
Is he like crushing his balls? So Salami we see him rip something and then we're like, what the fuck?
Then it shows Manfred holding a like
a bunch of intestines.
A bunch of intestines.
And then he takes them and chokes the other goon with the intestines.
Oh my god.
It's a fucking joke.
So then the two like girls that were around the syndicate boss get up and start fighting, but they're taken out like super easily.
He doesn't even punch them. He like punches the air and they're gone. Look, Freddie Mercury is just so fucking awesome. He doesn't have to punch them.
It's true.
And then the old man
takes out a sword and just starts swinging it fucking everywhere.
Everywhere. And we see like he like swings it and like hits the girl at some point. And then they keep fighting, and then he...
And then Manuel does his, like, his falcon punch.
He activates his falcon punch.
And he cocks back and, like, punches the guy, and there's, like, a perfect silhouette of the guy's, like, outline.
In the fucking wall.
In the fucking wall.
And he's gone.
And so...
He just vanished.
So Mar looks at looks at the woman, and she's dead. So he gets pissed off, and he has to run out of the cave.
Will, don't forget... As he's looking at her, we hear someone say, if you save her, millions will die.
Which has never been uttered in the entire movie.
No one ever said this.
No.
And how in, like, I guess she's a criminal, but how the fuck is her living gonna make millions of people die? None of that's explained. So he just runs away.
And then we get a scene of Dale fighting all the Goombas that had the special...
Oh my like, god.
Attacks, like the throwing star and shit.
They use all of their... specials.
And one of them, I love one of their specials, is he has a brick and he breaks it in half and throws the two halves at him.
It is literally a generic brick.
He breaks it in half though and throws it at him.
That's the weapon. All of them throw their weapons. Gone.
Dale just avoids all of them.
And then he just throws them around.
They jump around for a minute.
They jump around like fucking Oompa Loompas or some shit and he just kicks the shit out of them and it's magical because at some point like he kicks one of them and his face, like, plants between a couple of trees. There's one that he kicks him and he turns into another fucking actor.
I love that. With different clothes on.
Different
clothes. Like, the guy's flying through the air and he has a white suit on.
Yeah.
And then he punches him to the ground and he has, a blue suit on and you can tell it's a different actor. Yeah.
And eventually he beats the shit out of all these guys as they just kind of jump around him like idiots. And then Mushroom Head comes out.
Marsden comes out of the cave.
And they are, like, together and you think, like, okay, that's the end. And we see a wonderful, wonderful miniature.
Oh, yes. So, they're in a cave, mind you. The Syndicate, like, headquarters is in a fucking ice cave, right?
Yes, but before, but you did see some shots of a building. However,
it was not this building.
It was this building, but there is a difference. There is a difference in the weather.
Because there's no snow...
In the
anywhere
in the real shot of the real building, they're in the mountains. There's snow, but in the miniature, it looks like
spring,
like mid July.
Yeah,
it's fine.
There's totally nothing, fine. No snow whatsoever.
And they built this lovely miniature, and they forgot to put fucking snow, and they blow
they
it up.
They couldn't even have just left it white.
Did they fucking like blow it up and then notice after the fact? Like, oh,
when they couldn't change it, they're like, oh fuck. Oh, we had it during... Oh, there's a lot of snow! I forgot!
Yeah, and they're like, wait, did you... Like, as they're, like, about to blow it up, the guy's like, hey, hey, Billy...
Did you forget the fake snow?
Did you put the snow on there? And they're like, oh...
And then, boom! Did you put that snow...
Well, let's put it in the movie. And then they're like, everything's fine, I guess? And then... Charles Bronson is talking to Mazel Tov, and he's like, I will get you.
He's like, I know, I still have to get revenge upon you.
I will get you. Just out of nowhere. After they're like laughing about like how they got the shit, he's just like, change, I will get you.
When he's like, I've learned a couple of techniques myself. And then
we get another fight.
Manaville is like doing his like falcon snake... fucking cheetah claw. I don't even know. Like, he's trying to do this powerful move, and then the other guy starts, like powering up too, and turns into a golden Buddha statue. And then you just get a still shot of Buddha versus a taxidermy falcon. It's literally a still shot of a golden Buddha next to a taxidermy falcon.
Occasionally intercut with shots, very out of focus shots.
Of some guy like blowing a leaf blower and like wind going everywhere and then like sort of kicking each other.
So Buddha has wind powers, and then eventually, after all this nonsense, he kicks him.
He does like three or four flying kicks towards him.
Yeah.
While he's on the
Charles Bronson kicks the shit out of Marlon.
While Manny is on the ground.
Yeah.
He kicks him on the ground for
Manos gets the shit kicked out of him, and eventually he kicks him so hard
that Manolo sprays blood on the ground.
And he's like, "You didn't kill me. My own wicked ways did."
So
no. And then he just like drops, "I lost." And then immediately like cut upbeat music.
Yep. And like we just see Dale carrying Monzo's fucking dead body on like a sled.
On a sled. And in like across like a mountain.
And he has the sack of money or whatever
on him. Whatever was in there, yeah.
And he's like awkwardly pulling it and tripping in the snow. And then it zooms in on his face while he's pulling this thing. And he is like making the stupidest face possible. And they freeze frame it.
Schadenfreude.
And then the end.
But mind you, that freeze frame lasts like a good 15 seconds.
Yeah, like too long.
For no fucking reason. And then freeze frame the end.
That's it.
I
fucking deadly kick. Final thoughts?
I want to die. I love this movie because I have no fucking clue who the hell this was made for. Like, what the intended audience for this would be. Who would enjoy this movie.
Well,
any of it.
What I don't get, like I was talking, my final thoughts are like, who would actually like watch this movie and think it's good?
Yeah, who would watch this and be like, "That's my stuff"?
Well, like, nothing gets answered. Like,
nothing.
There's no like really, really like okay scene in this. They're all bad.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
Everything in this movie, I've never seen a movie that everything is wrong. Like, literally every single second. Oh, okay, we have.
We've seen a lot.
But every single second of this movie is just wrong.
Like, great.
Nothing in this movie, it doesn't get anything right. The dubbing, the acting, the stunts, nothing.
No, it did. It did get one thing right. It had the most erotic sex scene.
But, my God, I'm sorry, but I enjoyed this movie for how bad it was.
Oh, this is ludicrous.
It is so ridiculously bad that I can't help but, like, enjoy at least some of it.
There is just one thing I have to go over.
What's that?
With our audience today. Because I think it's important. But while I get this information, this classified information pulled up. It's possibly the most insane martial arts movie I've ever seen. Just how fucking, like,
I would go as far to say it is the most insane martial arts movie I've ever seen.
It's possibly this is one of the dumbest fucking movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Full stop.
And that's saying something because look at the movies we've watched on this.
It makes so little sense. And not because it's like intelligent or too fucking smart. It's just stupid. It is just stupid. It's like they didn't think at all when they were making this that not a single frame of this fucking garbage makes sense.
Well, like, and you can't even blame, like, a lot of the voice actors, because even if you took out the dubbing and just, like, had it in its original language, it would still be goddamn stupid.
I have the confidential information, Will.
What?
The plot synopsis.
Oh, God.
This is the plot synopsis that we have courtesy of IMDb and also courtesy of Amazon Prime Video, which is where...
The one that didn't happen?
Yes, which is where you can view this masterpiece in the comfort of your own home.
Yep, it's free with Prime.
Watch it with your loved one.
I would recommend watching this movie if you just like to laugh at just horribly awful garbage fires of movies. Listen,
if you need to spice up your love life...
Oh my God. Watch that sex scene. You'll get so turned on.
You'll never be more turned on by titty sucking and awkward marionette sex.
Actually, you know what, Alex? After this podcast is done recording, I'm going to need a minute alone.
Just a minute?
In the studio.
A minute?
And don't come in if you hear that woman moaning, okay? Because it's fine. Nothing's going on.
Nothing.
No.
Gotcha. That's totally understandable. Okay. We all have our desires there.
But yeah, my final thoughts are just simple. This is a garbage fire of a movie, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
So, the plot synopsis. A policeman and his girlfriend are suspected of leaking information about a sensitive case involving an organization of communists.
Never happened.
Please tell me, which fucking word of that happened?
None of it.
A policeman and his girlfriend, wrong.
Because Dale's not even a policeman.
I'm pretty sure Dale is a policeman. They did a really fucking shit job of telling us. But he is...
He doesn't have a girlfriend, though.
No. He does not have a girlfriend. The girlfriend is the bad guy who is not a policeman.
And she's with Mark Hahn.
Unless for some ungodly reason, Makaka is a policeman. But that's never shown ever, ever, ever. So I call bullshit. Now, are suspected of leaking information about a sensitive case? No.
No, they never leak any information.
There's nothing being leaked. There's no fucking information about a sensitive case? No.
No.
It's not a sensitive case. Everyone fucking knows. It's just a crime syndicate. Everyone seems to know.
Including Dale.
Yeah. Involving an organization of communists? No.
They never even shown they were communists.
They're just generic drug criminals. One who's run by a man with severe aging.
The Benjamin Button disease.
He's got something, man. But it only affects his hair.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes his voice. But that's not the movie.
No.
That's not the fucking movie. The movie we watched, I can tell you the plot.
Who wrote that synopsis?
Let me see here. I don't fucking know. That's not the movie, though. I can tell you the plot of the movie we watched. If I had to write it out, it would be a piece of shit gets signed on to do shenanigans, and shenanigans occur.
And then piece of shit gets what he deserves at the end.
Just this. Do you remember that? Do you remember the synopsis for Help Me, I'm Possessed?
Yes.
It, like, wrote out a bunch of bullshit that only happened in the first 10 minutes, and then it just said, complications ensue. Yes. That's this movie. Just write out,
that's
like...
That's the only thing. Just complication.
Here.
Piece of shit.
A drunk gets recruited by a criminal organization. Complications ensue. Yes. That's it.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. There's nothing... And that's our main character.
Yeah.
He's on the poster.
He's an asshole.
He's on the fucking poster, like... Are we supposed to root for him?
No.
I mean, we didn't, but...
I did not.
Are you supposed to? Because that's Hello. Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb, like...
Is it like, he didn't redeem himself at any point.
And it's not like a drama where it's like, you know, about a fucked up character. This isn't Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. It's Deadly Kick.
Yeah.
It's a fucking hour and a half time waste. Martial arts garbage.
Go watch it. Just please. Go on Prime, go watch it. Let us know what you think.
It is on YouTube. Now, I cannot guarantee you that the YouTube has the fully uncensored sexiness. If it doesn't, you go on fucking Prime and you watch it.
You need to see that awkward ass angle.
To stare into fucking Maroon 5's face. As he fucks.
As he just brings this woman up and down.
This fleshlight.
On his...
This human fleshlight.
On his waist. Go watch it, please.
Please.
If anything, just go watch that scene.
Just tell people. It's for research, okay?
And then tell us who you told and what your story was of watching that movie, please.
Please tell us how soft did it make you?
Like I said, I reverted.
Yeah, please tell us how far you reverted and how, like, how much therapy you think you'll need to get over that
scene. I might need a lot, to be honest.
Well, after all the movies we watched, I may be, like, irreversibly damaged, but that's fine.
And I think we want to end it there.
Yeah.
All right. As always, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
We are They Mostly Come In At Night, and we will talk to you all later.
It's a me, a Mario.
Marzipan.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Marcone.
Marco Polo.
Macaw.
Macaw.
Marcignano.